This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And this morning, Trina Simme from Mercy Foundation and the Healthy Kids Outreach Program. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
So talk about what you do there, first of all.
I'm the program manager for our Healthy Kids program. So we have health awareness education that goes out to the schools, supportive prevention services for all of our students K through 12 in Douglas County.
So how long have you been doing that?
So I have been with Mercy Foundation since 2006 when we started our program with a couple nurses in some of our rural schools as supportive. And then we've grown today to have several facets of our program, nurses, health educators, dental services, and some other violence prevention supportive services.
So it seems like the program has really grown.
Yes, it has. We definitely started small, just evaluating needs in our community, and we've grown not to supplant anything, but really to partner with community partners to extend further, to raise health awareness, access to care, and support those needs that are in our community for children and families.
So what portion of the county do you cover with this?
We actually cover all of Douglas County. Healthy Kids programs in different ways touch different school districts. Our dental program serves all the schools in Douglas County with prevention services. Our nursing provides health awareness education as needed in all of our schools. And then we have a partnership with OSU Extension for SNAP Ed and nutrition and physical activity in the classroom.
It seems like, especially in these more rural areas, healthcare is a bigger issue, sometimes just driven by lack of transportation.
Yes, and we have different programs that help support families with their travel costs, but also just with navigating the system and accessing the care. Some of it may not even be awareness of what we have available in our community.
So you just got a big grant from the Ford Family Foundation. Talk about that.
We did. It's a three-year grant that's going to support us to continue our dental screenings and treatments in schools, health awareness education, and then our connection to care piece. It not only helps continue to support those programs to keep going, but ensures that we're growing to meet the changing needs in our community for our kids. As we know, in the last couple of years, everything has shifted in how we change and approach, and we have new challenges that we're having to meet.
So talk about the dental aspect. What kinds of services do you provide?
We provide prevention services, so a dental screening, fluoride varnish, dental sealants, and then a connection to care. We do this by parents' consent. The parents fill out a consent form with the school, and then we provide it twice a year, ideally, to make sure that they get the follow-up that they need.
So you literally bring the equipment, bring what you need to do to the school?
We do. We're mobile, and we had originally set up in classrooms. Over the last couple years, we've moved those services to mobile units to be functioning out of vans so that we could provide that service safely to our schools during times of COVID and following adequate precautions.
And talk about the healthy education piece.
Sure. Well, we cover quite a wide range, for everything from a nutrition and physical activity education to oral health education and raising awareness how to take care of their teeth and be excited about taking care of their bodies, along with cold and flu prevention and hand washing.
And what about the connection to care aspect? What does that include?
It's really a vital piece of helping families navigate how to connect to care in our area, but also finding the appropriate care that they need and how to access it. Sometimes there's barriers, whether it's work schedules or really knowing where to access that care. And we have different parts of our program that help families navigate to do that, along with helping assistance with copays and maybe different travel costs that they might have.
And as you alluded to, you really probably had to make some big shifts during the pandemic.
We did. We moved some of our education to virtual education to accommodate creating a series of videos, but some live streaming to help connect families. But we also, like I said, moved our dental services to be self-sustaining mobile units that could be set up at different sites or even at the school site to see kiddos.
So is that the plan moving forward, to stay with that mobile model?
Yes. Well, it will be. We might have a hybrid, as some schools might have some space, but that's been a challenge with our schools to have space to provide it to in a safe way. And so it might be a hybrid on those schools that have a little bit larger space, but there's definitely self-sustaining and can contain providing a quality care that is safe and not an inconvenience at the school site.
I imagine with the dental screenings, I was thinking about that at the front end here. You probably encounter kids sometimes who have gone through several years without getting any dental care at a time in their life when it's pretty pivotal.
Yeah, we were really making impacts on that by how regular we were in schools and schools being familiar. During COVID, there was a lull, obviously, in that access and us being on site. And so our fear was that we would be going back to kids not having had any. So we are kind of, in a way, are just regrouping and to make sure, especially those early grades are getting that access so that they get dental sealants to prevent any decay as they get older.
And how does this work with the parents? Do you get a lot of support from them? I mean, I imagine they appreciate the care, literally coming to them.
Yes, it is done by parents' consent. So parents are informed. They select the services that they want their child to receive, that access for that prevention, so that they're not having to take time out of their workday for those preventative needs. And then also that connection, helping them navigate when it can be very time consuming and knowing how to make those appointments or those calls. And so as helping them access that streamline that for them.
And especially in those rural areas, I mean, if you are a single parent or a working parent, and maybe there's not a dental provider nearby, you've got almost a good chunk of a day just to get your kid out of school, get them to the provider, get back. I mean, that can eat up a lot of time. So it's a huge cost savings there, just in terms of the time for the parents.
It is. And that is a good description of our county. We're large geographically, and we don't have dental or healthcare providers in all of those surrounding areas of Roseburg. And so it is something of bringing that care to them. That's a partnership we also have with collaboration with Evergreen that we had recently received too, on bringing telehealth to those areas and promoting the access there where the student is at.
So if people want to find out more about the program or maybe how to get their child connected, how do they do that?
They call Mercy Foundation, or they can go on our website, mercygiving.org. There is opportunities that they could also inquire at their school, would connect to us also. And then we're also always looking for volunteers of who would like to help out with different parts of our program. So I thought I'd just throw that out there too.
And what's the phone number for the foundation?
541-677-4818.
All right, Trina Simi, Mercy Foundation Healthy Kids Outreach Program Coordinator, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
8:39, the morning conversation on News Radio 93.9 and 1240 KQEN.